This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Now, what we do know is Zach Bond is available, linebacker out of Wisconsin. Zach, I was talking about this, that I said, he's not there with us yet?
We now have Mr. Zach Bond, sir.
Okay. All right. Zach, I was telling the folks that you would look good in a Dolphins uniform. Am I right or am I wrong here?
If I'm not mistaken, you also said I was a badass linebacker out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If you said that, you're absolutely right.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I love it. Draft him right now. Chris Greer, where is it? Get him in here. How you feeling, my man? How you feeling after practice?
I'm feeling great. Feeling hyped up, excited for this great opportunity.
So where do you get that energy you play with every single week? Because you do play like a madman. So I'm just wondering, where did that originate? Who brought it out of you from the get-go to play like that?
I think I was a quarterback in high school, came into Wisconsin at 205, never played a lick of defense, and I really had to get it out the mud. So my redshirt freshman year, I went to special teams, and that's kind of where I got my start, just being a relentless player.
So wait a minute, dude. You go from quarterback to playing linebacker. The adjustment of hitting somebody, that's completely different now. How was that whole adjustment?
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but great coaches and great people around me. Wisconsin has a great tradition of converting high school quarterbacks to the linebacker position. And since my time there, there's probably been like four or five quarterbacks turned linebacker, having success, a lot of success in the NFL right now.
So what is there a trait that you got to have in order to become a linebacker from the quarterback position? I mean, there's got to be something that's in common with all you guys.
Yeah, I think the thing that's in common is athleticism and frame. Wisconsin looks for frame, and they just have a great developmental program. That if you trust the program, you're gonna be whoever you want to be.
That is a truly amazing story. So, how much do you love now hitting the crap out of people?
I can say I get a lot more excitement out of sacking the quarterback than I did scoring touchdowns in high school.
So you know what the quarterback is, you know what he thinks, you know how he feels about getting sacked. So does that become that much more sweet for you because you played the position and you know what they're going through?
Yeah, I remember getting sacked in high school, and it was probably the most demoralizing feeling personally as a quarterback, and I know how the offensive line feels on letting one slip away. So that's my job on defense, just cause havoc.
So they've nicknamed you Sack Bomb too at the same time. I mean, how many different nicknames have you had?
I've heard that one a few times. I've heard Sack Zach. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So now, what's the key for a linebacker to have that knack of being able to get after the quarterback? Is it, how much is it about the player? And also, let's be fair, how much is it that the coach also dials up the right play at the right time? You tell me.
Yeah. Although I will say I'm a great athlete, but credit to my coaches and Jim Leonard up in Wisconsin, the defensive coordinator, for putting me in a good position and allowing me to shine. Just being able to find your own style. I'm not the biggest guy, not the tallest guy. Don't weigh the most. You don't need to be 6'5", 265 to pass rush and get sacks on the quarterback.
How much do you, when you look at this process now, and we're talking with Zach Baum, by the way, outside linebacker for Wisconsin, this process, it seems to me like this is a process you actually love, which could be, you know, sometimes it's kind of tedious and boring for some guys, but somehow I get a feeling like you love this kind of process.
Yeah, to do this as a full-time job, you really got to love the process. And it sounds weird, but I don't really set immediate goals for myself. I'm just looking for that constant growth. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse in my eyes. And I can feel myself getting better every year, every practice, every week.
Zach, can you tell when somebody doesn't have it? I mean the love for the game, because obviously, you know it, dude. In order to go through this whole thing, you got to have an incredible love for the game, because if you don't, dude, you're dead in the water. There's no way you're really ever going to play at a high level, or you end up injured.
Yeah, you really got to have a passion for the game, because especially as you progress throughout college and to the NFL, things only get faster from there. And if you're not up to the challenge, if you don't have your heart and soul into it, it's quick to fall behind and get beat up.
Zach, do you consider yourself a complete linebacker, or what area do you think you need to work on and show people here at the Senior Bowl?
That's the thing about it. In college, I really only played on the edge. But I was getting sacks. I dropped in coverage, had a few interceptions. It sounds cliche, but I can really do it all. And that's what I'm here to show. I'm here to show my off the ball stuff and doing whatever it takes. Being able to play any position is really key for me.
So covering is one of those things you got to show them, because they know you can rush. They know you can get after the running back, but it's kind of showing what you can do in space is what it's all about this week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my plan here. And I definitely attacked that first day.
Well, Zach, my brother, the Dolphins need a badass linebacker. So I don't know, man. I mean, you know, there's a Zach that's up for the Hall of Fame that played for the Miami Dolphins this year. You know what I'm saying? So we got to go for nothing wrong with another Zach playing that position. Now, let me ask you, if you would put on a Dolphins uniform and you're Zach Bond, okay, and you're not Zach Thomas, but they're going to start comparing you, or you got to live up to that legend that is Zach Thomas, how would you take on that kind of challenge?
Absolutely. I'd just be myself, understand that although we have the same name, we're not the same player. And if I went to the Dolphins, it'd be an honor to be reunited with a fellow Badger and Vince Beagle. And Andrew Van Ginkle.
That's right. Hey, let me tell you, Andrew came on at the end of the year, man. I like that draft pick. I like that draft. And Vince Beagle has been a terrific addition here, man. So,
I'm telling you,
it'd be a Badger type of gang coming at you from on defense. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be pretty sweet.
Zach,
it'd be a pretty cool opportunity.
No doubt. My brother, thank you for taking some time. I really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got appreciate it, baby. You. Be good. There you go. Bye. Zach Bond, man, from Wisconsin. How about that? Zach Sacks. He sacks a lot. This guy can play, man. Watch him now this week here at the Senior Bowl. Watch him in the game. Go to YouTube. Go put on his highlights. This kid can play, man. It's an interesting cat, and they need to get themselves an outside pass rushing linebacker. Okay? Love the confidence. Love the swag, huh? Right from the get-go. Well, you said I was a badass linebacker. Now, that is accurate right there. I like that.
He must have heard me when Andrea from the Senior Bowl called, and I'm like, you got the badass linebacker.
There you go.